Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
This week, we're featuring select episodes from our friends at Vox Quick Hits. And today, we're revisiting a conversation about crypto philanthropy. In May, Vox's Emily Stewart and Rico Daily's former host, Teddy Schleifer, discussed the unique complications of donating millions and even billions of dollars in cryptocurrencies. Here's their conversation.
Billionaires often donate things that aren't easy to turn into cash. Art, book collections, and now they're starting to donate crypto. That brings with it a whole different set of complications. You've probably heard of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dogecoin. You may have also heard that they are super volatile. Someone can donate one amount in crypto in one moment, and its value can quickly change. It might go up, but it might go down too. That's exactly what happened recently when a crypto billionaire donated over $1 billion to try to help the COVID-19 response in India. Teddy Schleifer, a former senior reporter at Recode, is here to explain the saga. Hey, Teddy, thanks for being here.
Sure thing.
So a cryptocurrency billionaire donated a lot of money toward COVID relief in India, but there's a catch. What's the catch?
So the catch is this was money in healthy quotation marks. So Vitalik Buterin, who is known as the founder of Ethereum, which is, you know, one of the more mainstream cryptocurrencies, donated about $1.5 billion, so an enormous amount of money in the world of billionaire philanthropy, to fund India's COVID response. But the lion's share of that, you know, over a billion of that, came in Shiba Inu coins. For folks who do not know what I'm talking about, this is like a parody. It's a joke meme coin that's, I guess, similar to Dogecoin, which maybe other people have heard about. And as soon as the money was donated, because it's such a weird, illiquid currency, the value of the coin, of this Shiba Inu coin, plummets by about 40%. So what that ultimately means is that this nonprofit, which expected to have this, you know, massive donation, still has a pretty big donation, but it's much smaller than it was before. And I think that just sort of shows this weird world of crypto philanthropy where people aren't giving, you know, money backed by Uncle Sam. They're giving things named after dogs to fund COVID response.
Do we know why he chose to give it in this Shiba Inu coin and not even like Ethereum or just like money?
That's a good question. So basically, the brief history of the Shiba Inu coin, for folks who are interested, this was a recently created cryptocurrency in the last few months. And as part of a way to kind of keep the currency stable and maybe create some buzz around it, Vitalik was basically gifted a ton of these coins for free. He did make a number of donations in cryptocurrency, including through Ethereum to things like GiveWell, which is a kind of a mainstream philanthropy, you know, worth about $50 million of that. But to some extent, it was easier to give sort of this weird thing that doesn't really have any like traditional value because it was created, you know, just a couple months ago. And he was gifted a ton of this for free. So in some ways, I think the answer to your question is, why not? Why not give away something that you got for free and isn't necessarily worth something really anyway?
So, like, he kind of got a nice headline for making this donation, at least initially, but of course, he didn't pay for any of them in the first place.
Right.
So what is going on with these new cryptocurrencies? Like, a lot of people have heard of, right, Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, Litecoin. Like, how many cryptocurrencies are there, or just how do these things even exist?
I mean, there's new ones by the day. You know, I think a lot of people might be familiar with Bitcoin, right, which is the kind of the traditional cryptocurrency that's been around for a long time. But over the last few years, and really over the last few months, there have been sort of these fake, you know, currencies created seemingly overnight that have been pumped up by, you know, celebrities or by Elon Musk. And, you know, currencies like, you know, the US dollar or, you know, the pound or the euro, they fall and rise with market events or just random events. So these have been very, very volatile. And you know, Dogecoin has created this whole host of millionaires and probably even billionaires, even though these things are just like kind of jokes. Now, crypto enthusiasts would say, to my point earlier about the dollar and the pound and the euro, like every currency is sort of a joke. Who's to say what's worth anything anymore, right? To some extent, Emily, this syncs with what you reported on kind of in the stock market where things just kind of go up for random reasons, right? But certainly the Shiba Inu coin and I guess these meme coins are almost sort of in on the joke in a way that everybody knows that something that has a Shiba Inu as its logo is not the same as a US dollar, but these things can still go up.
Yeah. Although I do think it's worth noting, and we are recording not the day that this is going to come out, but this morning, Bitcoin went down by like 30%, which is not something that happens with the dollar.
For sure. For sure. I see every cryptocurrency is flashing red today.
Is it common to donate via cryptocurrency? Is this something that happens a lot?
So it's increasingly common. I mean, lots of wealthy people traditionally donate appreciated assets for tax purposes to charities. So if you, you know, have a lot of Facebook stock and Facebook's doing really well, you're going to incur this big gain rather than pay taxes on it. If you donate it to your local food bank or your local COVID relief fund in India, it's a tax efficient strategy. But what's new is these cryptocurrencies that have aren't taking over the world of charity, but are becoming a bigger and bigger part of kind of the nonprofit industry. And the reason why these are especially attractive is just like, you know, Facebook goes up, Bitcoin can go up. And oftentimes, Shiba Inu coin or Dogecoin or choose your coin is going to go up in a volatile way that is probably more dramatic than Facebook stock. So I think this is going to keep on happening.
Right. So this is a way kind of around taxes also as well.
I think the phrasing is tax efficiencies is the way that wealthy people describe this. But yes, it is certainly, obviously, the tax deduction is a major part of kind of traditional charitable giving.
Are nonprofits equipped for this to get donations in crypto?
So lots of nonprofits have, over the last few years, started being much more accommodating with Bitcoin specifically. You know, I cover an institution here called the Silicon Valley Community Foundation, which is a big charity for tech billionaires. And their assets when Bitcoin was through the roof were going through the roof correspondingly. And Bitcoin is, again, as I mentioned, a somewhat mainstream cryptocurrency where people can buy and sell it. There's liquidity. It's easy. Where things get complicated is with things like Shiba Inu coin. So what happened with Vitalik's donation was he gives a huge percentage of, you know, the total coins in circulation to this single nonprofit in India, which is sort of spun up seemingly overnight. This is not like, you know, the Silicon Valley Community Foundation that's existed for decades. And suddenly this nonprofit has, you know, on the one hand, tons of money to do good, to, you know, combat the kind of ghastly situation in India right now. On the other hand, they can't really sell all of it right now and turn it into cash that you can use to buy ventilators or oxygen tanks or whatnot, because so much of the cryptocurrency is now in this one person or one group's hands, right? Which, like any kind of asset, when there's a ton of concentration with one person, if you start selling it, the thing will tank. So now this sort of random nonprofit called the India COVID Crypto Relief Fund, I believe is its full name, it has to play, you know, almost like a monetary policy role in, you know, assessing the value of, you know, how much can we sell, how quickly. So I think the answer to your question is I do think lots of traditional philanthropy is getting comfortable with crypto and in their business interest to do so. Are they there with Shiba Inu coin? No, they're not.
Why should we be paying attention to crypto billionaires' donations? Is this something that you think maybe we'll see more of?
I do. I think there's just too much money here. And you know, I don't know whether or not crypto is the answer to the problems with American capitalism or if this is an economy that's going to sputter at some point. But obviously, there are just going to be a lot of crypto billionaires. And I find that frequently they're more idiosyncratic, to be polite, than your standard kind of billionaire. They often are interested in particular niche areas. They have very kind of fun hobbies, very interesting charitable pursuits. So I think they're going to reshape parts of the charitable world and parts of the nonprofit world and perhaps even parts of the political world too. So we got to pay attention.
This is something that you got at in a piece that you wrote about this, that, you know, what counts as a real donation and mm-hmm. what kind of deserves an asterisk and who decides? And I'm curious if you've kind of had any further thoughts on that. Like, does this Shiba Inu donation count?
The answer is I don't know. The answer is I think there's going to be new rules, new vocabulary to describe cryptocurrency donations. And we need to figure out what exactly to call these things, right? I mean, on the one hand, if the nonprofit is able to convert a Shiba Inu coin donation into, you know, cash that can provide ventilators and oxygen tanks, then like, who cares what asset it was originally donated in? Though if the asset is plummeting at the time of the donation, you know, there are all these questions. Like, should it be assessed at the value of the donation when it was given or the value of the donation when it's eventually sold and realized? I honestly think we're in the early innings of this and we need to think through what to call these things. Like, is it charity? Is it billionaire philanthropy? What is the value of donating like a cryptocurrency that you're given as a joke? I don't know the answer to these things. I just know that this is not normal and it's going to become increasingly normal though. So we better be prepped to wrap our heads around sort of a new type of charitable giving.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if I hand you a pile of Beanie Babies that were worth money in the 90s.
Hey, if someone will pay for it and pay you cash, you can argue like, how is it any more artificial than, you know, Facebook stock?
Fair. Well, thanks so much for being here.
You bet.
Teddy Schleifer is a former senior reporter at Recode, and you can find him on Twitter at Teddy Schleifer. I'm Emily Stewart, and this is Tell Me More. Our producer is Sophie Lalonde. You can find more stories from Vox in the Vox Quick Hits feed wherever you get your podcasts.